I had to take it off. Reasons to trust in the Lord. Maybe they hadn't started yet.
Y'all just know I'm not flirting.
All right. According to Miss Sally, it's okay, right? All right. I want to talk with you tonight about reasons to trust in God. Reasons to trust in God. So I'm going to give you some reasons tonight, and you probably have some of your own, but this would just be a reminder as well. Okay, let us pray. Father, we thank you tonight for your word. We thank you, Father God, that your word does not come back empty. It does not come back void. And Father, we just thank you for your anointing on your word and your anointing on me as I minister your word tonight. We say thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we have some reasons tonight. I want to bring some reasons before you tonight. Reasons to trust in God. Some you've heard, you probably heard every one of them that I will be mentioning to you tonight. Number one, God's word is always true. Isn't that reason enough to trust in God? Knowing that his word is true. And not only true, but always true. His word is always true. And number two, God does not lie. He does not lie. I thank God, you know, that my mama and daddy taught us that God didn't like liars. So they always instill in us, don't go around lying about things. Don't just lie just to be lying. There's no reason to lie. So they just taught us, you know, don't be a liar. But God does not lie. And number three, God never changes his mind. If he says it, we can believe it, and we know that God will come through for us every time. So God never changes his mind. He never changes his plans and his purposes for us. Now, we can change, but God never changes his plans and his purpose. He knew what he wanted me to do before I was even created. So he's not going to change that about me. Now, I got something to do with that. I can change it, but God will not. So he will never change his plans and purposes. He's never failed to fulfill his word. Can you think back on how God has fulfilled every word that you believed him for? Everything that you asked him to do, he did that. He fulfilled every word. Number six, he's faithful. He's faithful. He's so faithful to us. And that gives me encouragement. That encourages me to know that God is faithful. And you know what else he did? He gave his son Jesus for us. He gave his only begotten son for us. So that's another reason that we can trust in him. He will make us more like Jesus. How many of you want to be more like Jesus? Want to be more like him? Less of us and more of him. I want to be more like him. I want to be more like him. That's the reason that I can put my trust in him. He cares for you. You know, sometimes people feel like God don't care for them, but he cares for us. He's concerned about us. He's concerned about everything that concerns us, and he cares for us. Because right now, you look at the economy, you look how everything's going, and sometimes people feel like God doesn't. Where are you in all of this? He's still God. He hasn't changed. He's still God. He still cares for us. And he will never let you go. That's a reason to trust in him. He will never let you go. We can let him go, can't we? We can walk away from him, but he'll never walk away from us. He'll never let us go. And number 11, he's with you. If you've asked Jesus to come into your heart, he is with you. He's right there with you. He never leaves you. He's with you in the hard times. He's with you in the good times. He's with you when you're in the valley. He's with you on the mountaintop. He's with you. He is with you. Number 12, He sent the Holy Spirit to help us. How many of you are glad to know that you have the Holy Spirit tonight? You know, when you've prayed out, you don't know what else to say, you don't know what else to pray, we can always fall back on the Holy Spirit, can't we? And start praying in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. So we must trust God to take care of us, no matter what the circumstances may be in the world or in our lives. We must trust God to take care of us. And we may ask ourselves, but how do we trust God in all these circumstances? How do we trust God? You know, it's one thing to hear it, but it's another to do it, isn't it? It's one thing to hear how God will move and what God will do, but when it comes to you and when it comes to us, it's another thing when it comes for us having to put it in practice and when we are having to walk it out. And you know, a lot of times we put our trust and confidence in things, not even realizing it. I want to do something right here. I want everybody just to stand up. Everybody stand up. Just look around at someone, wave at them. Just thank the Lord for being here tonight. Isn't that a blessing? Thank you, Lord. Now I want you just to sit down. Just have a seat. You know what? You didn't even realize what you just did. Some of you, we put our trust in a chair. Many of you never looked around to see if that chair is still there. I didn't see a one of you pat it and look at it and shake it, see if the legs are still okay, pat the cushion part and pat the back of the chair, and look at it, and then say, boy, I sure hope this chair holds me up. I do hope this chair holds me up. Let me see here. I think it will. We didn't do that. You know what you did? You just waved at everyone and you sit down. Ain't God good? You see how we can trust things and don't even realize we're putting our trust in it. So we put our trust in a chair that does absolutely nothing but holds us up. It's doing its part. We just put our trust in it, but not shaking it, patting it, looking at it, hoping, thinking, wishing. We just sit down. We just sit down. Now, most of you, when you go to bed at night, y'all go around and you shake the bed and you go up the head of the foot of the bed and you shake it and you look at it and you pat it and you hope it's just going to hold you when you get in it. No. Most of us just hop in the bed and go to sleep. That means we're putting our trust in the bed that it's going to hold us up all through the night. And when we get up, it's going to be there when we get back in the next day. So just like we put our trust in a chair and we can put our trust in our bed, how much more can we put our trust in the Word of God? And when we got in our car tonight and we put it in reverse, we just backed out of the garage. I didn't look at Pastor James and he didn't look at me and say, man, I'm fixing to put it in reverse now. What you think, Kathy? You think it's going to move? I hope so, James. We didn't say that. He just put it in reverse. We backed out of the garage and turned and came to church. Why? Because we trusted that car to get us here. We trusted that car to take us every mile of the way. So that's how it is with God. He wants us to trust him every mile of the way. Because he's left his word here for us. He left his word. Let's look at Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Amplified Classic. Okay? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Leaning not to our own understanding. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And we're saying, lean not to our own understanding, right? So let's look at verse 5. And it says, lean on, trust in, be confident in who? In ourselves? Nope. In the Lord. With what? A little bit of our heart? All of our heart and mind. And do not rely on what? our own understanding. Sometimes that's what gets us in trouble when it comes to trusting the Lord. We want to lean, well, we don't want to. Sometimes we just kind of do it, to our own understanding. We'll lean to our own understanding. And sometimes, you know, it's hard. It's hard to trust in the Lord whenever you see the bills piling up. It's hard sometimes trusting in the Lord when you feel the pain. It's hard sometimes, but he said, we can do all things how? Through him. We can do all things through him. So, leaning not to our own understanding. It says, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all our heart and mind. So we have to change our mindset sometimes, because sometimes the battlefield is in our mind. We know in our heart, we know in our spirit what we should be doing or how what we should be saying when we are faced with the situation, but we have to get our mind out of the way. We have to get rid of all of that. And how do we do that? By praying in the Holy Spirit, by praising the Lord, and by reading his word. And verse 6 says, in all your ways, recognize, acknowledge him, and he will direct our paths. So we need to recognize and acknowledge God in every situation. No matter what we're facing, no matter what we're dealing with, we need to ask ourselves, what would God do? What would God say about this? What does the word of God say? Let me acknowledge God first before I lean to my own understanding. Let me acknowledge God. Amen. So when we can't see how things are going to work out, we always do what? Fall back on the word. Fall back on what you know. And that's the importance of making deposits, so that when you go through a situation, when you go through a storm, you can always pull out that word. It's almost like, you know, making a deposit in the bank. So when you make a deposit and your refrigerator has torn up and you need to buy one, so maybe you'll go to your savings and say, hey, I've already deposited some money, so now I can go buy me a refrigerator. So it's important that we deposit the word of God inside of us so that we can draw off of it, so that we can pull off of it. And you know what? We need to deposit the word of God in good times when we're on the mountaintop, and we need to deposit the word when we have those times when it just seems like you can't figure your way out. Because, you know, it's easy to praise the Lord when you're on the mountaintop. And what I mean by the mountaintop, that means when everything is going well, the car payment is paid, the children are making good grades in school, you're healthy, husband has a job, the wife has a job, everything is cool, everything's fine. Oh, no problems. Mom and daddy, they good. Aunties, uncles, grandparents, everything's just a breeze. It's good. I mean, you can really praise the Lord then, can't you? Then you'll be reading that word and putting the word of God in you and walking around the house thanking the Lord and just praising the Lord. But what about those times when you don't know what you're going to do? What about those times when you don't have enough money to pay your light bill? What about those times when you're maybe things just aren't going the way they should go? And then the devil will send a storm, temptation. What do you do then? You need to keep depositing that word. Keep reading the word of God. Keep putting the word of God in you. So in those valleys, you can still draw out. You can still make withdrawals. Because you know what? Even in the valley, those valleys can still seem like a mountaintop. Why? Because he will carry us. He will carry us. He will see us through every situation, no matter what it is. So you know what? I know sometimes it seems like we can have valleys, but I just choose the mountaintops all the time myself. Why? Because of the word of God and what he has provided for us. And we need to acknowledge God in all our ways. And that goes back to what I was saying. No matter what you're going through, when you're on that mountaintop and everything's fine, you're reading the word and you're at church and you're praising the Lord. But then when you have those low times, it's not quite enough to meet every need. Then sometimes you can withdraw and you can pull back. But those are the times we're not to run away from God. We're never to run away from God. In hard times, we're to run to him. The devil will tell you to run away and pull away. But God says, no, come on, I got you. I got you. Amen. And we need to involve God in all of our ways. In all of our ways, we need to involve God. And I want to say this, that where we were even dating, after we got married, and I can say that even up to now, that my husband, my best friend, my buddy, involved God in everything we did and everything we do. I mean, absolutely everything, he involves God. I mean, and that's a blessing to me. That is a blessing. I mean, he always, always, okay, what would God have you to do in this situation? How would God handle this situation? Everything involves God. And that has been an encouragement to me, because I went to Bojangles yesterday and I picked up an order, and then I thought I told the lady that I ordered orange juice, but I wasn't quite sure. So I pulls off, then I pop, get out of the car, go back to the drive-thru window, walked up to the drive-thru window, and I told the man that was there, I said, excuse me. And so, but anyway, he said, go right ahead. And I said, I didn't get my orange juice. So she said, okay. And so she gave me the orange juice. I get back in the car, and I'm thinking, I don't even know if I told her that I wanted orange juice. And so today, I went back by, and I told her, I said, I placed an order yesterday. I said, and I told you I wanted orange juice. I said, I am so sorry. I am not sure that it was even on my order. I said, but I have the money to pay for it. She says, no, no, no. I said, are you sure? And she says, no, no, no. You know, you're good. You're good. So I don't know if I did or if I didn't. But the point that I'm making is I involved God in that. I involved God in that, because that's what we've always done. All of our dating life, our married life, we involve God in everything. And so I thought, you know what? I would not want those ladies to think that I'm trying to cheat them out of a bottle of orange juice. So sometimes we have to look at those little things that we think, oh, it was just a blessing, child, that they gave me $5 back. No, that wasn't a blessing. The lady made a mistake. And she had to make up the difference when it was time for her to count the money in her drawer that she made for that day. So, but involve God. Involve God in everything. In those little things that seem so unimportant, involve God in it. So that means acknowledging God in all our ways. Amen? All right. And he would lead us and he would guide us. Let's look at Hebrews 13:5. Hebrews 13, verse 5 says, let your character or moral disposition be free from love of money, including greed, arrogance, I'm pronouncing that wrong, lust and craving for earthly possessions, and be satisfied with your present circumstances and with what you have. This is where I'm going. God himself has said, I will not. Now this is what God is saying to us tonight. This is what God is saying. He said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give up, nor leave you without support. Now that's what God is saying to us tonight. I will not. I think he's really trying to get it through to us tonight that he will not in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsake, nor let you down, relax his hold on us, assuredly not. See, these are some reasons that we can trust God. Because he said, he will not forsake us. He won't leave us. So those times when the enemy try to come and put something into your mind and say, this is not going to happen, this is going to happen, that, whatever, all negative stuff, remind him, God said, he will not, he will not, He will not forsake us and relax his hold on us. So look at verse 6. So we take comfort and are encouraged and confidently and boldly say. So we can boldly say what? The Lord is my helper. I will not be seized with alarm. I will not fear or dread or be terrified. What can man do to me? We're living in that time, people. All you got to do is listen to the news. But we're living in that. But we got to always remember that God said that he will not forsake us. And we can take comfort and be encouraged and confidently and boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Let's say that together. The Lord is my helper. So whenever you're faced with different things, no matter what you go through, remember, the Lord is your helper. He is your helper. Let's look at Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. And verse 21. But this I recall, and therefore have I hope and expectation. Do y'all have an expectation tonight? We need to expect God to come through for us every time and all the time. This I recall. And we have to recall some things back to our memory, don't we? Our remembrance. We have to recall how he took care of us 2 years ago, how he took care of us yesterday, how he took care of us 5 years ago, how he brought us through this, how he brought us through that, how he did that. See, we have to recall these things. And when we recall things like that, it encourages us and let us know God is going, he did it then and he's going to do it now. So we have to recall some things. We have to recall. We have to recall and to know that his mercies are new every morning. Verse 21 again. But this I recall, and therefore have I hope and expectation. It is because of the Lord's mercy and loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions fail not. Verse 23. They are new every morning. Great and abundant is your stability and faithfulness. Isn't it a blessing to know that his promises are new every morning? Every morning. The Lord is my portion or share, says my living, my being, my inner self. Therefore will I hope in him and wait expectantly for him. So let's always have our hope in him and wait expectantly for him. The Lord is good to those who wait hopefully and expectantly for him. To those who seek him, inquire of, and for him and require him by right necessity and on the authority of God's word. It is good that one should hope and wait quietly for the salvation, the safety, and the ease of the Lord. So we can wait patiently for the Lord and know that his mercies are new every morning. His promises are new every morning. His healings new every morning, his protection, his wisdom, his love, his mercies are new every morning. So again, we have to recall the promises of God to mind and therefore have hope and an expectation. So my takeaway word for you tonight, or may I say a few words. Going forward, what we need to do is trust God with all our heart, with everything in us, with every ounce of our being. Trust God. Trust his word. And knowing that he would never leave us and never forsake us, and that his promises are new every morning, and they are available to you. His promises are available to you. So we need to always put our trust in the Lord And that's reasons to trust God, is to know that his mercies are new every morning, to know that he will never leave us nor forsake us, and that he's taking care of us. And he will not leave us. So those reasons going forward in the 2022 are reasons to trust our living Savior, because he loves us with all his heart. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Tonight, I want to ask our live streaming audience, maybe someone out there tonight that don't know.